CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Operator? Operator, what happened to the call I put into London?
Oh, well, Mr. Evelyn Yarborough at the Atco Import Export Company, 185 Tottenham Court Road, London. Yes. Yes, if you will, please.
Peter, what about hats? Are we wearing hats?
Well, of course we're wearing hats. Hats and white gloves. We decided that.
I don't want to wear gloves.
You are going to wear your white gloves and your sailor hat, and I don't want to hear any more about it now.
We're not going to wear that awful hat. I hate it.
Are you listening to me, young lady?
But, Mom, the rubber doesn't feel good. It hurts my chest.
Well, the rubber will have to hurt. You insisted on dragging that straw hat to England, and it's been very inconvenient to carry it along anyhow. Now that you have a chance, why don't you take your bath, dear?
I've got to call our London office.
And here we are due at Kenway Castle for lunch at 1 o'clock. It's 12 now. You haven't even shaved or bathed.
Well, one reason I haven't, I might point out, is because either you or Aunt Effie have been in that bathroom all morning, putting up your hair, steaming your clothes over the bathtub or some junk.
Now, this Village Inn doesn't have any pressing service at all.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Quiet, if I was talking long distance.
Oh, all right. All right, thank you. Well, they don't expect Yarborough back at the office for half an hour.
Well, then get into the tub. I've run the water for you, and hurry. Probably the only time in our lives we'll ever be invited to a castle to have lunch with a real lord and lady. For heaven's sake, let's not be late.
Treatment of mental disorders has left the dark ages. More people are being treated more effectively today than ever before. Advances in diagnosis, treatment and prevention of serious mental disorders, plus greater public understanding and acceptance of mental illness, have made a tremendous difference to patients and their families. When great tensions breed mental disturbances, the sooner the victim is treated, the better his chances for speedy, complete recovery. It is important, when a mental disorder appears to be developing, to have it evaluated early by experts. Your doctor, clinic, religious or social service can tell you where such help is to be found. If you're interested in the answers to commonest mental health questions, write now for a free booklet titled, How to Deal with Your Tensions. Simply write Box 3000, New York 1, New York, and enclose your own name and address. That's Box 3000, New York 1, New York. The free booklet is prepared in the public interest by the National Association for Mental Health.
See, Daddy, call. He's in the bathtub. Tell Daddy, Daddy. Hello?
Is that my call?
Hello?
Is that my call?
Yes, Mr. Yarborough.
Is that my call?
Yes, hurry up. Yeah, he'll be right here, Mr. Yarborough. He's in the tub. Well, we're up north in Yorkshire in a little village named Brinsley.
Where is the car?
Mr. Yarborough, Lord and Lady Kenway have invited us for lunch at Kenway Castle.
Where is the car?
What is he yelling about?
I don't know. I can't understand.
I can't either. What did you say, Mr. Yarborough? Well, no, we didn't know them. We met an Englishwoman back home, a Mrs. Blake. And she asked us to stop in and say hello to her parents.
I never knew we were a garden lady and lived in a castle.
Well, you see, we never had any idea.
The dry bathtub. Everything here is sopping wet.
I know. They all fell into the tub when Betsy was taking her bath. Well, here he is, Mr. Yarborough.
Hello. Yes. Yes, that's right. Oh, well, you know this 15th century suit of armor that my boss in New York commissioned me to buy for some client? Yeah, well, I remembered you said my only chance of getting one might be in some private castle, so...
You might give me some credit for the idea.
Well, look, you think it's okay to approach Lord Kenway if I see any armor just lying around the castle? Sure. Oh, yes, of course. I'll be diplomatic. Well, we'll be driving back to London after lunch. Okay, sir. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Never mind. You're all ready. So clear out, everybody. Let me get dressed.
Cheerio.
We have got exactly 25 minutes to get to Kenway Castle. from up there. You see the castle through the trees.
Oh, yes. Hello. Now, remember, we don't say Mr. or Mrs. No. Kenway. We say, how do you do, Sir Robert? And what's her first name? Lady something, I
suppose. No. I asked the clerk at the inn, and he said you're supposed to say Lord Kenway and Lady Kenway.
Oh, are you sure? It seems to me that I read in a book.
No. You say Sir something or other when it's only a Sir. But when he's a Lord, too, then you always say Lord so-and-so.
Well, yes, when is one only a Sir something and not a Lord, too?
Well, I don't think you always have to say his name. You can say, my Lord. I've heard him say, my Lord, in the movies.
Uh-huh.
Well, you say, my Lord. Isn't that swell?
Well, not this close.
And, Betsy, when you are introducing them, don't say, hi. Now, you are to say, how do you do, Lady Kenway, and how do you do, Lord Kenway, and then you are to curtsy.
Curtsy?
Yes, are we supposed to curtsy? We should have practiced.
You don't have to curtsy for Peter. To begin with, we're Americans. Yes. Anyhow, they only curtsy to royalty, yes, not to nobility.
Yes. I didn't mean Aunt Effie and I were. I thought it would be polite if Betsy did.
Oh,
that's all.
Oh, goodness, I'm so nervous. I hope we don't do or say anything wrong.
Now, listen, I want to make one thing clear. Now, listen to me. We can't eat and run, of course. I understand. But don't get so carried away by being in a castle that when I say we ought to be going, don't give me any dirty looks. See, I have got to be in London tomorrow.
All right.
Look, there it is.
Oh, Daddy,
how
am I going to find the front door to
a castle? Well, I don't know, darling, but over the drawbridge and through the courtyard into Kenway Castle we go.
Do sit down. How nice of you to come.
Well, we promised your daughter we would, Lady Kenway.
Daddy, no.
Betsy, dear, don't point, honey.
I wanted Daddy to see all the suits of armor. There's lots of them all over the place.
Yes, Daddy sees them, Betsy.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid there are lots of things all over the place, as Betsy says.
Oh, I'm sorry she didn't mean to.
No, that's quite all right. Robert and his family have saved things for centuries. They never throw anything out. You know how men are.
My husband won't either. He saves broken fountain pens and old Kenwings.
I know. The Kenwings are the same way. For 40 years, I've tried to get Robert to go through things. The place is so crowded with dusty old armor, broken lances, moth-eaten tapestries, even ragged old suits of chainmail from the Crusades that nobody will ever wear again. But Robert insists on saving everything. Family heirlooms, he says. I suppose Jane told you that I have more modern ideas.
Well, no, actually, your daughter didn't tell us much at all.
Well,
she just said she was worried about you, but I can't see why she was worried at all. Oh, my goodness, it must be so thrilling to live in a castle.
It's not really thrilling, Miss Sorensen, in the winter time. A castle is so hard to heat, you know. Yes, Marlowe.
Dorking, we just phoned your ladyship. Unfortunately, he is detained at Hadley Hall and can't possibly return until morning. Some trouble with the motor, he says.
Oh, now, really? How disappointed Jane will be for him not to meet her American friend. Could I possibly persuade you to stay over?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. My husband has to be in London.
No, I don't have to be. I mean, there's no particular rush. No rush at all, really. If Lady Kenway would like us to stay, well, I see no reason why we...
Then, Marlowe, have their bags brought in and send Kipley to unpack them. And now, let's have our luncheon on the terrace. Join me, Mr. Piper.
Yes.
We haven't got into him. He said definitely he had to be in London.
I don't know. Well, what did she mean? Then he's going to unpack our bags. I certainly don't want some maid snooping through my personal things.
No, I don't either, honestly.
Luncheon is served.
Oh, yes, thank you. We're coming. We'll
return to the couple next door in just a moment. Never climbed the mountain myself, but they do say that the world below takes on a different perspective when you're looking down at it from high above. Our expert on perspective, Lowell Thomas, has surveyed the valleys below from the Himalayas and has climbed to the rooftop of the world in Tibet. He's traveled by burro, camelback, elephant, and foot, not to mention ship, auto, truck, train, and plane. Almost literally, he's been everywhere in this world where adventure calls. As a result, Lowell Thomas's evening news broadcasts on the CBS radio network are more than recitals of each day's developments. They are news stories in depth, overtoned with a perspective of personal experience, flavored with the flair of a born traveler and raconteur. Monday through Friday evenings on CBS Radio, get the undiluted flavor of a Lowell Thomas news broadcast. Fact-filled and full of sidelight observations only personal experience can provide, Lowell Thomas's news broadcasts are colorful travelogues into daily history. Remember, Monday through Friday on CBS Radio, Lowell Thomas reporting the news.
By golly, look at this bedroom, would you? Look at that bed. The canopy and the velvet draperies and the golden cupids. You hear what Marlowe said? This is the bed that Queen Elizabeth slept in. Think of it. Queen Elizabeth slept here back in 15-something when she visited the castle.
Well, what I'm thinking of is the maid unpacking my suitcase. Look, everything laid out. I feel like, Aunt Esther, you hate to have somebody snooping through your personal things. See, with suddenly everything I have looks so shabby. Oh, and you! You who read me the write-up about having to be back in London.
The armor, darling, the armor! Perhaps I had to wait over to see Lord Kenwell.
Oh, don't you see you can't do that now?
What?
Well, you heard Lady Kenwell. There's a family heirloom. She'd be insulted. We are paying a social visit. I think it would be terribly bad taste to bring up anything that is as sordid as business. Dear, really, I do.
All right. Stop worrying, will you? Where's Aunt Effie and Betsy?
Oh, Lady Kenway's showing them the gardens, I guess.
I tell you, this room must be 50 feet long. It must be 30 wide, about 25 feet high.
No.
I mean, look at the paintings and the tapestry. It must be worth a fortune.
Wait till the folks back home here. We stayed in the castle. Oh,
yeah, how about that?
Everything just takes your breath away, you know. It's just crazy. Who was that?
Who was what? Honey, look. Look here. Look at the view from the window here. What's the matter?
That heavy door over there, way down at the end, it just opened and shut. What? Nobody came through.
Can you come in?
Oh, come in,
Marlo. I'll catch your dinner jacket, sir.
Marlo, did you just open and shut that other door down at the end there?
Oh, no, madam. Oh, they've been the Kenway ghost, madam. Oh, pay no attention. He never really bothers anyone. I'll return at 7, sir, to assist you in dressing for dinner.
A ghost?
Oh, I don't think he was kidding. I hope.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Pat Baxter, and Anthony Kemble Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.